From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Boeing is still working to get its troubled 737 MAX 8 back in the air. Pilots and engineers are testing some fixes, but the company faces multiple investigations related to its role in two crashes. And pressure is ramping up after a preliminary report from the Ethiopian government. It said pilots followed Boeing procedure, but could not prevent the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports from the Puget Sound region in Washington state, where Boeing makes most of its commercial aircraft.
Spirits were high back in January 2016 at a Boeing airfield outside Seattle.
Welcome to the first flight of the Boeing 737 MAX 8, the first new airplane of Boeing's second century.
What a difference 2 years and two plane crashes can make.
The 737 is the most important program to Boeing.
Aerospace analyst Scott Hamilton says the 737 MAX is Boeing's biggest profit maker. Nearly 5,000 planes are on order. But as long as the planes are grounded, airlines aren't accepting new ones or cutting checks for delivery. Hamilton says he's disheartened about news reports that Boeing charged extra for some safety features and minimized pilot training.
Shareholder value is first, second, and third in the priorities at the Boeing company.
Still, Hamilton's confident Boeing will weather the crisis if it can fix the plane's problems quickly.
Assuming that the Department of Justice criminal investigation doesn't really produce anything, by the end of the year, Boeing's reputation will be back in good shape. I would not expect to see layoffs.
That would be good news for hundreds of small businesses in the region, from parts suppliers to restaurants, like this one around the corner from Boeing Field.
We're at Colosi's Cheesesteaks. We're here in Seattle.
All right, thanks.
Hey, guys. Thanks for stopping.
There's a lot of Boeing around us. About one-fifth of our business is probably from Boeing.
That's Evan Sargent behind the counter.
I couldn't imagine if Boeing was not here, would do this neighborhood.
Have you ever thought about trying to get a job there?
I have.
And?
I'm passionate about what I do here.
Those jobs at Boeing pay well. $35 an hour on average for production workers before overtime. John Holden, president of the local machinists union, says the company's been hiring and the union just negotiated a pay raise. Holden's looking beyond the crisis with the 737 MAX, though, and he's worried that in the future, Boeing will shift union jobs out of state to cut costs.
We do a good job. Our members are the most productive. You know, people feel they've earned the right to be secure in their work.
The union wants Boeing's next airplane, now in development, to be made here in Washington state. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.